Okay, we are in Siman Nun Hey, and we are up to Sif Yud Tes. Shlich Tzibur B'Teva, V'Tisha B'Beis HaKnesses, Mitzdarfin. Ava Bishi Gavaya Asara, Urechava Arba, V'yesh L'mechitzes Gavaya Sasara. Nebneishi B'Teva L'Gavya B'Beis HaKnesses. V'yesh Misha Kosev, V'hani Mili, K'she Ein HaMechitzes Magiyes L'Tikras HaGag. So what does the Shulchan Aruch said over here in Sif Yud Tes? That if you have a shliach tzibur, literally, who's in some type of a box of sorts, and there's nine in the Beis HaKnesses, that is a tzirith. And even though this little area that the shatz is in theory, it's got mechitzas, it's gevaya sara, it's rechava arba, and so on, and therefore that usually constitutes a separate area, separate reshus. And we said that when it comes to tzirith asara, we said you're supposed to be b'makam echad, you're supposed to be in one makam. We said when it comes to zimun, there it's more a din of re'iyah. When it comes to tefillah, we said it's primarily a din of makam echad. We said that there were opinions which said that also you can be makel and say that if you can see each other, that's good enough. Some said no, you have to literally be b'makam echad. So here, mitzad hilcha Shabbos Shabbat, it's not considered to be b'makam echad. Nevertheless, we said this little chamber, which you find this in you know, certainly a lot of older shuls, it's considered to be separate to the Beis HaKnesses. But there is a daya which says that this, providing that the mechitzas don't go all the way up to the ceiling. So if you have this box in the middle of the room with mechitzas which go all the way up, then it's considered to be a separate rishus.
But I think that it should be that the
shatz cannot be in this box, because how can be a shatz that was correct, 100%. That's exactly that. You know, had it been a problem, had he considered to be not in this place, of course, then that would be a major issue. Says the Mishabur Shliach Tzibur B'Teva Wadin Acher on the Mitzdarif. The Nachid Shliach Tzibur, the name of the Kevin Shutzarech Lahitzin, the Chavasan Mikrogara. But Lamaisa, the point is, this little area is considered to be bottled to the rest of the shul, and therefore there is a tziruf. Chav, Hayu Asara B'makam Echad. Once you already have a minion, so here you already have a minion, there's a pre-existing minion, and now it's a question of someone else just kind of latching on to that minion as opposed to creating the minion in the first place. And they're already saying Kaddish and Kedusha. Afilu misha ena imahem in that makam yachalanes. The yeshemim shetzach shleihim mafsik tinuf oy avedus kechavim. So unlike some of the previous halachas where we've mentioned that in order to create a minyan there's a requirement of makam echad, and if you're in different rooms or if you're in different sides of the door and so on, that might be problematic. Here you already have a minion, and I just would like to latch on to that minion. That's fine. I can respond to Kaddish and Kedusha. There's a day which says that if there is a Dover Matunuf or idolatry, that is a mafsik. So let's see what that means. Says the Mishnah Berurah, She'ene Mahem Ratzalema. Afilu hu b'bayis acher. He's in a totally different room. Rochik legamrei. So once there already is 10 in that place, the Shechina Shruya, and the Ozah Filu Mechitza Shul Barzel Einam Afsekis, Bein Kol Mi Shereitza Letzav Atzmeim Aviv Shabashamayim Hashaychem B'Seich Eilu Asara. Meaning here the Shechina is already there. It's not like you need this person who's not in that place to create the Shechina, to bring the Shechina. I already have 10 people in that place. Now I happen to be three rooms away. No one can see me. No one can hear me. Nothing. Okay, but I'm able to connect. I have several mechitzas. Those mechitzas, even I feel a mechitzas shal barzel, is not able to be mafsik between him and therefore he is allowed to respond. Now he says over here is medayik avir number 75. An interesting discussion. He says mashmish ein chayva lanis amen. Kaddish, Baruch Hu v'Kaddish. I mean, he says, it's not mafsik, and kol mi shereitze letzarif atzmei, and someone who would like to be mitzarif is able to do so, you can. And so says Shlomo Zalman. Milashna Shochanach Shekasev Yochol Lanes, Velekasev Chayiv Lanes, that there's no formal obligation. And this is very relevant. Let's say I'm in this room and I happen to hear that they're davening mincha next door. I already daven mincha, and I'm sitting here and I'm learning, and I hear Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruch Hu, and so on. Do I have to respond, or can I respond, and so on? So, Shlomo Zalman or Liashev or Medayik, that there's no formal obligation to do so. You can if you'd like. He quotes afterwards the Rav Chaim Kanievsky, B'shem the Chazanish, who says, Shuchiyuv, there is an obligation to do so, that you're obligated to do so. I think some say that if you are learning and it's going to detract from your learning, I'm learning. If every 2 seconds I need to say Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemai, and Amen, and stand up and this, I'm not mechuyev to do so. Yeah, that's also Isaac Bar Mitzvah, Patamina Mitzvah, and so on. So, Kopanim, that's an interesting deal based on this lashon.
Sorry, on a similar thing, can you say Amen to a recording?
If you're watching something which was pre-recorded, definitely not. There's a question if you hear something live, and you know that there's no time lag, it's in real time, literally, and you hear it. I think some see there that perhaps you can and you should, and they say maybe that's similar to the case of Alexander Shom Mitzrayim, that you're far away, but you know that a bracha has been said literally right now. Well, therefore, perhaps you should say, but if it's pre-recorded, no. And sometimes, you kind of intuitively, you do, you hear a rav and he makes a shahakal, and you have to say amen. But
And so we say that you're going to do it even if you heard by a microphone.
Yeah. So we said that once it's 10, and you're elsewhere, we said in the Mishnah Berurah, Yachalanes, amen, Amen Yesh Mirab, Kedusha Baruch Hu, V'chein Yachal Lohitzioi. Usually we say that the shatz is supposed to have in mind to be mitzi anyone who would like, whether or not I can see him, I can't see him, even if it's someone who's ma'achiri beis haknesses, he's supposed to have in mind for anyone. Then we said, however, we said there's a yesh omrim, and Mishra is going to be midak this lashon, there's a yesh omrim who said that there shouldn't be tinuf or avodas kechavim, which is mafsik. Yesh omrim shetzarach mitakaser al shochanach dinze b'lashon yesh omrim mashman to dinze lepsikalit. It would appear that this din is not lekuli alma. V'chein mashman neharama in siman ein testifalaf by God alei svir lekein a kamish kas magen avram sham. Seems to be that Ramah disagrees with this. Ein chayadim shekasev the near loy the amin yesh mirabo kedusha yochol anes to have yirak pesukim avul baruchu layano. He makes a distinction between these, between yesh mirabo and baruchu shem Hashem. Ein belavushi strad. We said, what is the basic din though? Shaloyev afilo amin eine yochol anes ladeazu imu mafsik. According to this day. If there is something which acts as an impediment to you in the shas, namely there's tinuf, ratzalim afilu hu meruchak mimenu yis marbamis, so it's more than 4 amas away from you. Ubal mamuter ayideach zaris panov, and therefore usually if something, if you cannot smell it, and it's more than 4 amas away from you, usually that is sufficient. I mean magila areach hara. Hach in a mile here doesn't help. Why? Kevin shu mafsik bein asara ubein zesharet zelitz daif imahem. So mafsik bein ashchina v'girim ashchina she'ein asher bekan. So if there is this tinuf, albeit you cannot smell it, but it would serve as a hafsik to potentially break up the minyan. And so too akum. Now akum we would usually translate as the actual idol itself. So the Mishnah Berurah says it's either an idol or it's an Ovid Kechavim. A Yesh La'ayin, if Ovid Kechavim, does it mean literally an idolater? Does it just mean a goy? Often when it says Akum, Nachri, Goy, Eina Yehudi, right? We have lots of different words and terms But this can be very negaya. Let's say you're at a chasna and they make a minyan somewhere and there's waiters coming left, right, and center and they're walking through and so on. And right when they're saying kedusha, you've got a bunch of waiters and they're there and they're mafsik between you and so on, the minyan. Lachora, if you say that Ovid Kuchavim is lav dafka, and it just means an Eina Yehudi, which means a guy, then that would be a problem. The Be'er Lacha does say over here, and towards the middle of the page, Vishim Shitsarchli Mafsik Tinef, nearly the Meiraglayim Lekuli Alma Eina Mafsik Bezeh. The Meiraglayim is more cow, and this it's referring to Tzaya as opposed to Meiraglayim.
But this is where the Ovid Kochavim is literally.
Yeah, it seems to be, yeah. Yeah, so correct. As opposed to these, you just know.
If you're in the multi-faith thing at Luton Airport.
Yeah, well, there you don't usually have a minion. Usually, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I've never been lucky enough to get a minion.
I mean, there's been a minion.
Oh yeah.
Together
to
Lithuania. Yeah.
Okay. Chavalov. Yerusha in ba is it exactly 10 people in this little village? And one of them says, "You know, I'm going to Uman. Right, I'm not staying over here." And off he wants to leave. So I'm so sorry, you have to stay. Or you have to hire someone to come in your stead. It's always a problem when there's 11. Everyone says, "Oh, this will be a minion without me," right? So, im heim echad asar, v'reitzim latzei shnayim, and two of them want to leave. Yaskiri shneim echad v'shutfas from kaimam, v'shneim yafru v'shava. So then the two collectively need to, jointly they need to pay to hire someone to come to town. Echad aniv echad ashir, Mishabu is going to say this is a mistake, this next phrase. If one is poor and one is wealthy, perim chetzi lefi mamen v'chetzi lefi nefashis. So let's say it costs £1,000 to bring someone over. So £500 would be divided equally between the two of them. But the other £500, they would view the means of the two individuals who are leaving, and they would divide it according to their means. Again, the Mishnah is going to say that it's a total safer. Muschar ha-chazen ala yetzim kal nisharim, the payment for the chazen. I mean, this was just paying money to replace themselves for the minyan. But the schar of hiring the chazen is on those who leave also, just like those who remain. Says the Ramah, the guy says, "Look, I'm leaving after Tisha B'Av. Okay, I'm not going to be back in time for Yom HaRoyeh. If I left today before Rosh Hashanah, I would pay. But I'm leaving 3 months before." And that, says the Ramah, doesn't make a difference. Even if you leave 3 months before, you still are bound by this din. Says the Mishnah Berurah, we said someone wants to leave, we require him to stay or to hire someone else, bim kemaya, in his place. Shekevin sheminik b'chol tfutzis Yisrael, afilo oisim she'en laminyin shalim, kalashana, seichem ha'ev echad ishnayim, b'yamim ne'rayim, v'halchem l'mkem minyin, meaning you always make sure you've got a minyan for Yom HaMirayim, and therefore it is accepted, it's ongenomen, everyone realizes and accepts that you have to make sure that there's a minyan, and if you leave then you have to take care of it. He points it over here in 79. He says, but there's another shul down the road you could go to. So he quotes, there's another shul, this is not the only shul in town, and therefore, being that there's another shul available, I'm not leaving you high and dry, and therefore you cannot force me to contribute. Now we said if there are 11 Mishnah Berurah Echad Asar Vareitzim Vardin Shneimasar, even the same as true if it's 12 Vareitzim Shleisha Lotzeis Shleisha Sabareitzim Arba Lotzeis Shrichem Kulam Liska Echad B'Shutfis. Now it'd be interesting, what would be the din if, let's say, there's 10 and 9 of them want to leave, One person says, no, I'm staying. Nine of you have to, you know, you have to bring nine replacements. And there's a dafka if rove of them are remaining. So we said that if there's two who leave, then the two jointly have to pay to bring one person over. And we said they pay chetzelefi mamen, chetzelefi nefashis, achridim kostavu, the toast, save for who. They say this is a mistake, says the Magen Avraham. They pay equally. Why should we treat this payment? Why should this depend on? Why should this be a means tested payment? Only if there's two or more need to come. Then we see it makes a difference. We mentioned before the aniyim are happy to travel. They're not scared. Oh, if they don't want to leave the house for 2 or 3 days, because soon as what will happen to it, they're able to go. Oh, you, the gvir, you are, so to speak, forced to stay because you don't want to leave your property for a week and so on. Okay, so for you, you should have to pay more. That's only in that case. And so on. Now we said that this, they have to pay money to hire a person in their stead. We said the schar of the chazan alayitzim ka'al nisharim alayitzim and mi she'ena yachal lachzal aveisim achmas oynis. What if you have a fellow who would love to stay, but the authorities are after him and he's on the run? She'ena rashoy lovay b'mdina pater afiru higiyaz manarego. He doesn't have to pay. He says, oh, you're not here, you know, you're, the minion's not going to, we're going to have to hire someone. He's part of a daf game, honest, mamish, avalei mamachmas chayiv mamon. Well, he happens to owe someone money. He's just gone AWOL, because he doesn't want anyone to collect. It's not fair just because you were pesheya that everyone else now needs to lose out. In a situation where they need to collectively go and purchase an esrog together, that might be a different story. Fine. Yeshuva matzriachem liska minyan v'chazen the yesh svivais shuraginim lavei sham gamken im bnei beisam ein tzriachem litzen klom lahayishuv. So if there's a yeshiv nearby where they could go to, then we don't force because they could go there. Again, one more time, let's try this again. Yeshuv matzrichim liska minyan v'chazen. So what they need to hire both for the hashlama of a minyan and for a chazen. And there is in their vicinity So what, there's places around that they customarily frequently come there with their bnei bayis. So they don't need to give anything to the yishuv as what? They don't need to give anything to the yishuv what to pay. The Iboyel Chol Iracheres, you see, right? Because they could go to another city. So even though, you know, the Bnei Yishuv might say to them, look, you know, you should contribute to the Chazen, you should contribute to the various costs, they could say, like, we have other choices, we could go elsewhere. Punkt, we're coming to you. You don't want us to come, we'll go elsewhere. But don't force us to pay, but they don't have to do. Finally, Chav Beis, Lo Yayu Kefim Lahaskir, Lahash Leminyan, Ki Im B'yamim Neirayim. And this they would force to be mashed on the minion is on Yamim Meroyim, Kin She'ein Chasim, Ki Yamech Vishnayim, there's a one or two missing. Ellen Kain, Minag Kavua Mufursim, Be'er Lakov Nahaska, Philip Chesin Shleisha Arba. So if there's one or two missing, fine, but if there's 4 people missing, there's only 6 people, the 6 people are not allowed to force each other to hire 4 people unless there was a minute kavu mufursim beir lakav haskev afir mechesin shleisha arba im yesh minyan im yesh v'ha'ir kefin liskar chazen. And once there is a minyan, they say, look, we need to have a chazen, so they can force a chazen, as opposed to, I guess, one of them saying, I will daven if he's not necessarily doesn't know how to daven properly. Says the Rama v'chein b'mkayim b'makim she'ein minyan tamid b'beis haknesses. Kevin says a beknasish yavoyu tamid minyan l'beis haknesses. Shle is batal hatamid. Meaning here we're speaking about a case where there is a minyan in shtot. There's a minyan, but people are just not coming. They're lazy. They're not coming. So you can impose knasses on the bnei kfar to force them to come in order to make sure that the minyan continues. Says the Mishnah Berurah b'yam ne'rayim. We said that so again, this was going on. And we said, even if you have to make it up through others, then we force them to hire a chazan, iska chazan, kadesh yitziam, yidichivasam, babarcho kadusho, kagavna, fido kalashana, kaifin laze. You force the city, again, this isn't in a place where there is no one who's able to daven, and to be late to them, yidichivasam. And we said in the Ramah that if there is a if there are 10 people but they're not showing up, then you force them through knosis to come. So it's incumbent upon them to do so. If there's not going to be a minion, meaning that it seems to be that here the shaila is that, you know, the bachrim and the laimdim, they want to go and then to go to yeshiva. They don't want to daven with the balabatim. So it seems to be saying, no, zman teru l'chud. You need to make sure that there's not a bittle of the minion. It's a very important halacha that's in places where bachrim might like to go, but it's going to jeopardize the minyan, then you should help out the minyan. Hizman ter lachud, zman tfil lachud. V'davka kehilas gedoleis, oz yeish lo leimdim lespaladim kem limudam, because it's big kehilas, yeish palavah, chibu beis haknesis tziba. They don't need to worry about a lack of a minyan in the beis haknesis. Mashayin kem bekibutz katan kazer, a small little place where if the bachrim don't help to make up a minyan, then they might not have a minyan, then they should daven there. Amru Chazal, Rabbi Eliezer, Baal Beis Haknesses, Leimotzah Shama Sara, Veshichrer Avdei, Veshlimei LaSara, Kedei Lahitzi Rabbi Midei Chivasim BeKedusha. Mizen Nilmei the Kol Shekin Shle Yisatzel HaAdam BeTircha BeAlma LeTabeitz Minyan LeTfila. So the Gemara says it's an Issa Diraisa. So there's an Issa Asay to be Meshachar and Eved Kanani. Vesnachalta Vesam Lechem Achareichem LeVashisachus Aleizem LeNabem Talvoidu. And the Gemara says that nevertheless, for this mitzvah he did it. I am wise and not a mitzvah of Avera. Various discussions about it. But Kol Shekein, if it's just a question of not being lazy, for sure you should do it. The Kama G'deli he mitzvahs o'ish shidirasi b'mkeim kibbutz katan. K'sherei l'kabitz tamid amenyin k'desh l'yizbat l'atamid. It's a great tzchus k'afir mishu rak me'asari sheinim am l'chazal sh'nitl tzchai k'neged kolabayim achreim. If there's a big minyan and you're from that sorry sheinim, you get tzchak connected kulam tavachim abezeh shu amel lekavtsim gamken, the person who is the maaseh, who is the one who's trying to force and get the minion together. What is chuz from chazal from mezakas aradim in chid baal yodis, if a person is the one making the phone calls ensuring that the minion continues, it is considered to be a great chuz. Okay, as Hashem, pick it up tomorrow.